darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone.
How are you doing, Cody?
I'm good, my friend. How are you?
I'm well.
Ooh.
So, good. Everybody, welcome to the darkness.
Yes, people, welcome back.
It's an OG darkness, and somewhat ONG.
Yeah, OMG. Yeah, that's more like it.
Yes, I'm your host, Chicago John.
I'm Cody, and we are at 75% capacity full of darkness right now. One of our fellow Darkness Brothers is conducting business or doing something, probably.
Or eating.
Or
stuffing his darkness hole.
All kinds of holes. Holes that we won't mention right now.
Right. Hopefully he's filling them.
But filling them with joy, I hope.
Yes.
Oh, nothing else.
I hope he's giving her that long, dark darkness out there that he has, helped create.
I'm sure it's dark. That much is for damn sure.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so we're back again, people. We're here to talk to you about the latest and greatest news and events and funny things.
People still mad about shit that's like 3 weeks old.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I think one thing got so mad at you that it came back just to haunt, just to spite you, Cody.
Mad at me? What's this? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to hear about this.
Yeah, I'm talking about, we just go ahead and get into it. I'm talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really? Did somebody else say something?
I'm just saying that, like, first it was, like, number three in the box office. It heard Cody was talking shit about it. Came back to be number one.
I had a rallying cry. He was like, man, fuck that podcaster, man. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I'm like, how do you do that? How do you fall all the way down? And then...
Well, it wasn't all the way down. The lowest it got was, like, number three, I think.
That's pretty far, I guess. I don't know.
That's not that far.
Then it turned around and came back to be number one again.
Yeah. Early through the ranks, man. Came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Shit, man. They owe it all to me. I want some of that money. I want some of that Guardian money, goddammit.
And that Guardian money, shoot, they don't even know what to do with the money. They were like, oh, shoot, I guess we need to make some toys to make some more money.
Yeah, they got to put that dancing grew out. Like two of those. Two different versions. They're like, fuck it. Make it happen.
As soon as they saw people doing it and putting it together themselves, then it's all hell no.
Hell no. No. Shit. Ain't banging in our cash. Hell no.
Yeah, but anyway, how's your weekend been, Cody?
It was good, man. It was good. Had to reschedule some things because some asshole nominated us for an ice challenge. So we had to process some things, yeah.
Oh, man. Man, people are dicks out there having you do these challenges for no damn reason.
Fucking asshole, man. Out of nowhere, too. Out of fucking... Oh, wait a second. That was you. You kind of bitch.
I did, yes. I did challenge you.
Motherfucker. You got a chance to watch that video yet?
Yeah, I did.
Cool.
I saw that.
It's made this shit happen.
And then Wayne got challenged too.
So Wayne. Like,
Wayne made like a 20-minute video. I'm like, God damn.
That dude got, he got me, I don't know how many buckets dumped on him.
He was just, it was like he was trying to become the new Awkward Man or something. I thought it was a mob hit or something. The way, like,
yeah,
he needed to play some music.
Yeah, had the Godfather theme in the background.
He's like, oh, I bloody did it. It was bloody cold. I'm looking at the video. I'm like, yeah, like 18 buckets.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you using this many buckets, Wayne?
And he did it at night. I was like, damn, fucking true Mad Max right there.
Right. then I saw you guys sitting out there, you know, on the little balcony,
yes, sir,
on the porch, just chilling.
Had that nice little scenic backdrop right there.
Had your little drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Then y'all pick up your buckets and pour it.
Man, P1's reaction was so fucking extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad, but I sat in my chair. You saw that.
Yeah,
I did. I didn't move.
Yeah, you were stoned as ice, yeah, as always.
I think she just froze me in place.
And then P1, he was like, ah!
Jim, that's why I got scared as hell. I was tensing. I was like, oh, God damn it. What the hell am I getting myself into? Or the CG too, rather.
He reminded me of one of these Charmanders. They were like a picture of a Charmander doing the ice bucket challenge. He pours the ice bucket in, and you see a little grave next on the next panel.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh man, I'm just looking at you two. You look like beat cops and stuff.
Beat cops. Oh, should play better cops than that goddamn movie that came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. Ooh. My boy, I saw it with Dimitri, my boyfriend, my other boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, boyfriend number one. What's your number two?
My son. That's number two. Okay. Yeah. He's my Sunday. So.
Oh, okay.
Wayne's my Saturday.
Oh, today's the week, man. Okay. That's fine, man. You gotta have those code names.
Oh, I know, right? I got two different phones. One for Wayne, one for Dimitri.
Just don't fuck up like Walter White did.
Yeah. I know, right? Was that, yeah, but speaking of the ice challenge, I got challenged by, the Projectionist,
mm-hmm.
Michael from the Projectionist channel.
Okay.
He challenged me about 3 weeks ago. And I forgot, like, the challenge, you're supposed to do it within the next 24 hours.
Right.
So, you know me, I try to be on time for things.
Oh yeah. All the time, CJ, yes. You've had plenty of great examples of that, yes. Continue.
And I was at an anime convention this weekend. Just helping out at an anime convention. And
okay, when you say helping out, do you mean actually helping out or trying to help yourself get some piece of ass? What is it, CJ? Please, elaborate.
No, it's the first one.
All right.
You know who it was.
I'm struggling to believe you right now, but okay.
No, you're right. You hit the needle on the head struggling, you know, just there to get some ass.
Because I know you. I know how you operate, man.
No, because the thing was, so I ran into one of the guys at a big anime convention in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
And he liked my enthusiasm because he even knew that I made up a bullshit lie to get some tickets to this one anime convention in Chicago.
Okay.
And I just had a bullshit table and everything. And he knew this, but he knew that I was doing a great job pulling people and making them know when the event was coming and everything.
All right, well.
So he invites me to his con that's here in Columbus, and he wanted me to do some kind of survey type thing. And I'm like, oh okay. So I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll do it. I didn't do it. God damn.
I hope you're here for the ass, sir.
Now, granted, I did sneak my friend in to get him a badge and had him print out all the surveys and whatnot.
Oh, so you put your friend to work. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I did.
Damn, see? Conniving bastard.
Yeah. So he did get to work, and he set it up. We made like a thousand sheets, and I had to interview 1,000 people to get it going and to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I did a lot of work on the first day, but then after that, I just like it was 2:00. I'm like, all right,
fuck it, it's time to start drinking.
Exactly, that's exactly what I did.
Oh man, yeah, I did plenty of that last week. Actually, most of that during the week, surprisingly. Yeah, man, I had a buddy, Chris from Italy, actually, man.
Italy.
Yeah, came out, what was that?
I was like, what if you hanging out with all these, touchy-feely men? Because I heard that the Italian men, they have no restrictions.
No, the dude is actually English. He just lives in Italy.
Oh, okay.
Met him a couple months back, actually back in December. Met him, my other buddy, coincidentally named Chris. But, no, cool dude, man. Cool dude. comes out here every couple few months, and we hang out normally in Hollywood, man. And dude, that buys me my drinks all the time, and dude, I got fucked up. I think it was a Wednesday and a Friday. I got fucked up both nights. And the worst part about it is that Wednesday, because I got so fucked up, I couldn't drive back home.
Oh, Lord. You better learn how to do Uber.
So I stayed at this dude's house, and I woke up the next morning, and I just walked out, not knowing where the hell I was. I was just somewhere in Hollywood. I didn't even know where the hell my car was. And it's not like I go back to my house to figure out where it was, because I didn't know where I was staying at during the night. So I was completely lost, dude.
You didn't have GPS? Your phone?
No, my car was parked because I didn't drive to the place I stayed at that night.
Oh.
Yeah. So, man, it was just... I stayed up for... It was about 3 hours. I was just walking around looking for my goddamn car. And I kept calling the guy. But he wouldn't answer because I guess he slept in late. So I was just walking around aimlessly 3 fucking hours.
Look for your car.
Yes.
So I guess you found it.
Yeah, I found it eventually after some trials and tribulations, man. But god damn, that was not fun at all. Yeah, so that was pretty much how my week went. Yeah, so.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because like when I was at the con drinking and stuff, I was way gone, and then this girl ran into me. She like, Chicago Junk, I know you. And she knew me from some event that I did in Columbus.
Oh, fangirl, okay.
And she like, because what happened was I got in line behind this guy, and I was all, you know, in a drunken stupor, trying to get some food.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, his name was Campbell, and like, Chicago John. I'm like, yeah. Like, man, my girlfriend wanted to meet you so bad. I'm like, oh my goodness, what? and then I'm like, okay, well, if it's a girl, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked over and I saw it, and it was this girl, and I was like super drunk. I'm like,
oh
my gosh,
boy, that's how it all starts.
She was like, we need to do the ice challenge. Have you been challenged? I'm like, no, but I will do it. That's the only reason why I remember to do the damn ice challenge, because this girl wanted to do it.
I remember it then, huh?
Yeah. So I said, all right, well, what you got? How are we going to do this? We got to find a place. I know. How about we go back to my apartment? I mean, my hotel room.
Of course. Because where else would you do it?
Right. And so when you get your clothes wet and everything, we can just change.
Yeah, you slick son of a bitch.
So that's who the girl is in the video.
The ice challenge at your advantage. Ain't that some shit?
I know, right? I mean, I love the Louis Armstrong disease. You know, I think that we need to.
God damn, you taking advantage.
We need
of
to do
shit.
More. We need to do more jazz challenges. Help save people.
Wow. Okay. See you again, CJ. All right. Not bad, man. Not bad.
I'm like, hey, I get to get in the shower with this girl.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, damn. I didn't know you made it the night before. I was like, damn, okay. Makes it even more interesting.
I had to bring him. I mean, then I get her boyfriend to record it. Only me.
Oh, wow. Damn. Damn. It was a cool story until you just mentioned that. Oh, damn. I was so happy for you.
He did record it, though, with his shitty-ass Windows phone. That's why it was all sideways.
Oh, man.
Nah, but the con was good, and, you know, drinking, that's always good. Mm-hmm. So, don't you hate it when, like, see, my friend, he's like a brother to me. And don't you hate it when you try to sneak people around, to, you know, you forget how much of a conniving bastard I am. Mm-hmm. That I know that people that are really good of heart aren't that conniving bastard, so they usually kind of, they fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
They can't keep up with me.
Right.
So, like, my friend was the same person. He was that guy that was, he was, like, asking questions and everything. Like, hey, how do I get this badge? Are you sure I'm supposed to get this badge?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if you don't shut the hell up, you need to shut the fuck up. I'm
trying to get you inside this fucking convention. You're going to shut your fucking mouth.
Exactly. I was doing like a P1 when I was talking about the Expendables 3. Shut your goddamn mouth.
Darkness, everybody.
The devil, and he shall appear.
El Diablo himself is here. You can't keep El Diablo away from the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Not for too long.
Touch darkness, and it'll touch you back, bitch.
Uh-huh. Legend has it that the darkness spreads faster than the speed of light.
Just like Star-Lord said to Ronan, we the darkness brothers, bitch. I think you said that right. Said that line.
Nah, yeah. Close enough.
Deleted scene.
Yeah.
It was a special scene. That's what it was.
Yeah. Thanos was like, oh, I can't get off this chair because I'm listening to the darkness.
He's like, them niggas resonate with me.
Yeah. What was that bad guy?
Like I feel like sharing some of this gold with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was the other guy named that bad guy?
Ronan.
In Guardians. Yeah, Ronan. He was like, God damn, I'm telling you, listen to those darkness brothers. I got to leave. And he betrayed the darkness, and that's what he get. He got blown away.
Betrayed
by
the Guardians. That's why Thanos called him boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Boy, what's wrong with you for betraying the darkness? So he told him that quote, touch darkness and it touch you back. That's why he touched that stone. He was like, well, I'll show you touching it. He touched that stone, and then next you know, darkness consumed him too much.
No.
He couldn't handle all that darkness.
Nope. Cannot.
And he lost that darkness and lost to some raccoons in a tree. And a green painted ass.
Lost that darkness to a coon. That's right.
Yep.
into a nonsensical son of a bitch too.
Yeah. But welcome, P1.
Thank you. How long you guys been going out?
Yeah. About a good 15 minutes. Looks like it.
Yeah. Okay. I got in right just in time for topics, and I'm assuming, right?
Yes, yes, you did.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, the only thing we covered was ASL, ALM.
Oh, you talking about that fucking challenge that you did to us?
Yeah, that
talking about that fucking challenge you did to us? Yeah.
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 I love that Mrs. P1 out there. I love how she has baptized you in the name of the darkness.
She baptized us in the name of brownness. You should have seen the video. I wish we would have recorded when she was breaking the ice, because before she broke the ice, I was like, check that bucket first. And there was a long-ass cube up, and I was like, holy, you better break that.
What do you got getting the ice from like, Bruce Lee Dojo or something?
She was not breaking.
Last time.
How did you remember that scene in the Last Dragon? When he had to punch through all those blocks of ice coming his way. Yeah. Like, I don't know how y'all get ice in California, but he was in California, so I guess that's how California people get ice. Y'all don't have grocery stores?
No, we have grocery stores.
We have organic grocery stores. That's what we have.
Oh,
yeah.
Organic.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you know we're
organic
healthy.
Ice. Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, with all that smog you got.
Yeah.
I know you southern motherfuckers ain't talking with your fat son bitches.
I ain't no Southern.
Yes, you are, nigga.
Wow.
You know, see, Cody, that's what gets to these niggas. If you just call them a Southern motherfucker, they don't like being called that.
It's that soft spot.
Yeah, it's no soft spot if it's not true.
I mean, I hate to, you know, when you see two good looking brothers that get on and do an alias, and then you see some other people that's like out of shape and shit, you want to like, oh man, damn, you know.
Damn,
man, I need to make.
I ain't trying to throw nothing out there, but you know, hey. Not everybody can look as good in shape as the phenomenal one in Cody. MoviesPlusPodcast.com.
You're right, because I'm looking at this Frog Hop at number at minute one. I see with Miss P once she poison on it. You hop up pretty fast, man. You should have been a Power Ranger. Look at those moves. It's worth the time. I can replay this.
That was my posing, bro. That was my special pose before I get into my robot.
I'm glad she made you, and she gave you whiskey on the rocks, too, at the same time.
Cognac, but nobody's counting.
Yeah.
There you go. I love this, man.
Are you watching it like right now?
I know. I just couldn't stop watching this hop that you did, man.
Damn, Man, especially compared to that little pussy ass bowl you did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I forgot to mention. I know that son of a bitch.
You saw what I did too. Like, I gave a girl, I got a girl who was shorter than me pour something on me. So
yeah, I saw that. Yeah. See, CJ and Mrs. Wong was trying. I mean, Cody and Mrs. Wong was trying to be nice by like giving you credit in your video, and then I was like, I don't recall him saying that, but if you guys, you know, I need to listen to this. I listened to it. I was like, yeah, I knew I was right. Don't give CJ the benefit of the doubt. Come on now. That little ass cereal bowl you had that you threw on. So I was looking at that like, wow.
Hey, I look for something bigger, but you know, guess not.
They look hard enough, motherfucker. Anyway,
me and Cody went out of our way to get a bigger bucket.
Yeah, shit. We said we're gonna do the shit right.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I know that there's a janitor out there missing his mop bucket right now.
Some shit.
Secondly, it was a grocery store bucket, but it will never.
Still a mop bucket.
Oh, and we saw a nigga get arrested when we got that bucket. So, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I mean, that's a real challenge. Hey, this is for ALS.
The real challenge,
trying to
the real
get
challenge
ice bucket
was me and Cody getting into the car and not getting pulled over. That was the real challenge.
I was going to say, because the cop was like parked right behind B1.
Yeah, he was right behind me. I kept making jokes talking about that nigga going to be like, this nigga backed up on me. Oh, hell, I'm going to pull it.
Oh man,
that's the real challenge.
It sucks too when you get pulled. Like, I got pulled over last night going to pick up my sister, and I was like, God damn it!
You alive?
Yeah, I know. What I said was like, I looked at him and said, "You know what happened in Ferguson? I know it's not your fault. It's not your fault." And I kept saying it to him, "It's not your fault."
He probably told you after that. Stir us up out of the car.
He had a look too, and you know the funny thing this whole week, that earlier that day, I was telling my coworkers and friends, I'm like, you know, if the cop kills me, I wish they find a ghetto gangster picture to put on the news. I wish for me to die by the hands of the cops, and then they try to get some thug picture. I said, I wish they did.
They're gonna Photoshop a photo of you with a bandana on and shit like that.
I know.
I was gonna say, Wayne's just gonna Photoshop it.
You should have called the cops for your stolen shit you got stole for in Texas. That's what you should call the cops right. For.
Yeah, CJ, how do you fuck that up, man? Yeah, man.
I know. Like, how I get robbed. In,
sure, no,
I told you, bro. They don't like you in Texas. I told you, bro. They don't like you in Texas. Second year in a row, and some shit didn't went down. You got your shit stolen this time, huh?
Why'd you bring a video in the first place, man? You ain't hanging out and getting wasted and shit, man. That's like the last thing you should bring.
I had to wake up. And, you know, for the plane and everything.
See, Cody, that's why me and Cody don't stay in a house with 10 other niggas. You tell that nigga, get your own fucking room, what you do.
It's probably an outside person. It was an outside incident.
That's why you don't invite outside people into your fucking house.
Right. It's all cool, though. It happened.
How much you pay for that? Yeah. That ain't cool.
I just know that whoever stole it, parents, mother, and dear loved one going to have cancer and die horribly.
This nigga crazy. Cody, how much a PS Vita cost?
They're like, was it 250, I think? Or is it 200?
Yeah, it's about 250. It's more than a goddamn Xbox 360 and a PS3 right now.
I got it on, I had it on a Best Buy eBay site, so it cost about $120, so it's good.
A Best Buy eBay? What the fuck?
Best Buy eBay site.
Best Buy eBay site?
Yes.
I ain't never heard of no fucking Best Buy eBay, so what?
It's,
is there like a separate section or something? I never heard of that.
Yeah. No, it's actually a site by Best Buy where it sells all, like, that's where I got my my Wii U for like $100.
Right on.
So basically, you just got some refurbished shit, is what you're telling us then?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I don't give a fuck if it was $50. It was still $100 or whatever and shit. Your shit got stolen. Yeah. I want my goddamn money back is what I want. Am I not right, Cody?
Yeah, you're not wrong, my friend. You're not wrong.
You need to get your shit back, nigga, is what you need to do. First of all, you don't... That's like one of the Ten Commandments of the darkness. You don't steal from the darkness.
Well, I'm putting that darkness chant out there. Like, whoever that is, may you get cancer in your ass and your nuts.
And good luck with that.
If I'd have been there, that shit wouldn't have went down so easily.
Probably let you be there at home.
Yeah. That nigga would have just took his phone in, Cody. Nigga just let nigga left his Vita, huh? I'll take his phone in.
Well, I'm glad we made it to topics now. There we go.
All right. Let's see what we can have on the docket today. We have some director, or a director who wants to, or at least hopes to, get a Marvel property off the ground finally. See if that pans out. We also have another challenge that involves the groping of the female anatomy.
I heard about that.
Have you seen
that?
Yes. Talking about raising money. And
language.
This is the way you do it. And finally, we have a video featuring... Oh, it's an old school video, actually, that's somewhat racially insensitive, but I think we should watch it anyway. I think it'd be a good talking point, but we'll get into that. We'll get into that. But all right, first topic. Former Game of Thrones director Neil Marshall wants to make a Black Widow movie.
All right, Bill Marshall, who's that director? Or what are you?
Bill Marshall.
He just told you, CJ.
Yeah.
He's one of the directors in Game of Thrones, and he also directed, was it that last Pirates movie?
Oh Lord.
Yeah. I think that was him. No, that was Ron Marshall. Okay, I'm fucking up my Marshalls.
No, I'm trying to think what...
Fuck that guy.
Oh, he directed The Descent back in 2005.
The Descent.
Yeah. It was a horror movie. Take place in the cave.
Oh, when they were in the cave?
Yeah.
The first one was good.
Yeah. He also directed Centurion, that Michael Fassbender flick. What else did he do? Doomsday back in 2008. Oh, that was some bullshit.
Okay, fuck this guy. Once you name three bullshit movies, you're just like, okay, yeah, fuck this guy. Okay, he's got a track record now. They need to just stick with the chick that's already assigned to it who wrote Guardians of the Galaxy. There you go. That's all you need to do. Fuck this nigga. I don't know what the hell this nigga.
You know why he's doing it? Because he said, like, man, Lucy was a piece of shit. And look how much money it made.
I think it's one of the highest one of the highest grossing films of the summer, with 500 million worldwide right now. I'm like, God damn.
Lucy has 500 million worldwide?
Yeah.
Lucy did pretty well, man.
Wow, okay.
Lucy's been dominating.
Wow. That's, damn. Shocked the hell out of me. Jesus.
Yeah, I knew Scarlett Johansson was going to bring some money, but goddamn, I didn't think she'd bring nothing like that. Because he damn sure went for Luc Besson. I mean, nobody give a fuck about him.
Only people that use 10% of their brain went to go see Lucy. And that's a lot of them.
It damn sure wasn't Morgan Freeman either. That's for damn sure. That nigga is getting tiring as an actor. He just needs to retire.
I know. You see his ass in Dolphin Tale, too.
Oh, my God.
For Dolphin?
I forgot they make a sequel to that goddamn movie.
Oh, I saw that trailer. I'm like, oh Lord!
I actually, 2 years ago, interviewed the reporter from Dolphin Tale 1.
The reporter. Yeah, I was there. I talked to the dolphin, and then we were like, he had a lot of insight.
The movie was shit.
That movie was, and then they got a new number two. Like number two, I don't know if you saw the trailer for number two. But number two, like, the dolphin is depressed because he doesn't have a friend. So then they find this other, like, handicapped dolphin that's abandoned. And then the whole movie about them trying to get the two dolphins to become best friends or lesbians or something.
Everybody's got to have a love interest, even animals now, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't escape it.
That's how it works. So what do you guys feel about this guy? Begging to direct Black Widow. Why is that?
Because I'm telling you, looking at the money. Look, Lucy cost $40 million to make, right? It made already like over $110 million. It only cost $40 million to make.
It damn near made that in this opening week.
So you can slap Black Widow and Scarlet. Money.
Well, I say that why that one is because he could have picked even a bigger one and made more money off of that. I mean,
but then you have to somewhat try.
You don't have to try.
Somewhat try.
Yeah. He said his
superhero property. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say he said his primary thing is that he would like to do a big movie with a strong female lead, and it seems like his heart is in the right place, because he says what he finds interesting about her is that, yeah, she has a lack of superpowers, but she also has this extraordinary skill set, and they could tap into her KGB background, and so that's what he wants the mind from. So his heart's in the right place. Whether he's the right guy for it, I don't know.
Fuck is a lot of directors say that shit.
That is true.
Yeah.
Fuck is hard. Every director come out. Oh, I'm a fan of this game. I'm a fan. It's like, no, fuck you not.
I hate it when I see
you there for a profit.
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I read this property. I really understood it. I felt like it spoke to me. Yeah. M. Night Shyamalan said the same goddamn thing.
Paul W. S. Anderson said the same goddamn thing about Resident Evil. So yeah,
damn.
This guy, no, this guy can go to hell. Stick to your TV shows, bro. if you want to go do that, go do some unknown bitch or whatever, something like that. Just say you want Scarlett Johansson. That's all you want. But you damn sure ain't touching Black Widow. I'll be goddamn.
We'll see, man. We'll see. Because yeah, usually when
they not gonna give it to him.
Yeah, because usually when people clamor for something, like say, oh, like even an actor says, oh, I want to play this particular role, or if a director says, oh, I want to direct this, that shit never happens.
No, that definitely never. Not happen. And plus, they pretty much already named, if it happens, who's going to be doing it anyway. And they're not going to backtrack. So, no, I highly doubt just because this guy wants to, who really has, the movies you named off really ain't successes, whether they were good or not. Ain't nothing thrown out there that was just like, holy God, you have to see that. So I don't think they would fucking go for this guy. And I stand corrected. I said 500. I meant 200. Lucy.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, it was, if I'm not mistaken, 114 over here and like 105 overseas, something like that. I forget.
Okay.
But they are saying that Lucy was the biggest hit of the, the biggest shocker hit of the summer, so.
Right. I'm sure it probably has the most profit out of any of them.
Yeah. It did, man.
Somewhere Dwayne.
And it's number one in Japan. It's number one in London.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so.
That don't mean shit. Japan and China always got, somebody's always fucking breaking box. Every fucking year is always, oh my God, China fucking blows the load over that shit. Last year it was Pacific Rim beat the record. They passed $8 million where it's like, damn, that's y'all record? $8 million? That's it? Fucking Uganda can make movies over there then, if that's the case. and then what was it this year? Transformers continues to break the Chinese record. It's just like, that record don't seem that hard to beat.
No.
I know. Like, and they must all just stay in their little sweatshops. And then they only get like one or two movies, and then they get released.
Damn.
You had that mixed up with the Koreans. But
same thing. Same people. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Popcorn people.
Stay away from that one.
I need to stop this. I'm sorry. My Asian people. I love you.
Watching all that goddamn anime. Yeah. Stop talking shit. I swear, CJ.
I know. Your clothes ass high too. You look like you Chinese sometimes, so shut up, nigga.
Oh.
You look like Patrice Wilson sometimes, nigga.
Thank you, movie spoiler sensei.
Well, we did deem him our Patrice Wilson.
My name is Phenomenal One. My name is Phenomenal One, nigga. Movie spoiler at work, you dumbass. How many times do we have to go over this with you?
Oh, senpai.
CJ look like Master Splinter.
Let me read this book of how learning how to whoop out.
Awesome.
CJ's way of teaching you martial arts is making you watch Legend of Korra.
Yeah. Hey, if you've seen this season, then hell yeah, that could have definitely helped in the ass fight.
I don't want that gay ass shit. Come on now. Next topic.
What?
That's you and Sam, Samantha, or whatever. That's y'all talk about that shit on y'all crappy ass show. That's
over here. Damn.
It's a great show, man.
Reckless abandon.
Man, if you would have saw her last episode, man, you wouldn't even say nothing bad about her.
Oh, I'm sure I would. Do I care? No. Do I like it? No. Would I give a shit? Probably no. So,
damn you, M. Night Shyamalan, ding dong. Look what you did to this man.
Hey, guys, just do it, M. Night Shyamalan. I've never watched an episode of Avatar, and I can you tell you that watched. Movie. That movie, I can tell you, that movie betrayed that show more than anything.
Man, it's like, you know, you fucked up monumentally.
When someone that ain't never even seen a fucking episode, but seen trailers and shit, can tell, wow, I bet he fucked this up pretty much. I bet this has nothing to do with anything.
Man.
Yeah, it's just like, the way he fucked this up is like a way, if a pretty girl came to ask you out, and but she had poo all in her teeth. You know, it's like, oh, I don't even want to.
The way CJ just fucked that synopsis up is like him not liking that movie, but liking Sucker Punch. That's how he fucked that time. There we go.
That makes no sense, P1.
That makes much sense.
You mean it makes no sense like Sucker Punch? Is that what you're saying, CJ? Sucker
Punch is an empowering. I love empowering film for women.
Oh, my.
Sucker Punch.
Here we go. Say that same goddamn speech. CJ, we still not buying it, man.
Lexa Corey is empowering.
Man, I don't have shit to do with empowering. How the fuck is that empowering? Okay, whenever, I'm just going to say, whenever a director says a movie is empowering women, most likely it's the biggest insult to women ever.
That and Lexa Corey.
CJ, we still
That's why this director isn't good for Black Widow, because he's already coming out talking about, I know how to make a. First of all, he ain't a woman, so how the fuck would he know that? I know how to make
right.
her strong. I like her character and all this. Is like, yeah, I've heard that story before from so many men that directed women, and it came out to be shit. Zack Snyder and Sucker Punch was one of them. It definitely was the biggest
right.
one of all of them, whatever. So, yeah.
Hey, look, I totally agree with you. I mean, the best thing, if it empowers somebody, you don't have to tell people that it empowers somebody. If you have to tell them that it empowers, it kind of takes away the power.
Good point, CJ. Good point.
That's the one thing that so far I like about what Black Widow and what Joss Whedon and them are handling over is that they never once said that this is empowering female character. That's fans that's saying that shit, whatever. But when you got directors that straight up come out say this movie's gonna be all about empowerment to women and shit, and then you watch it and you just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me over there, because they were talking about that with that movie what Cameron did, The Other Woman. It's all about how.
I'm just like. God.
And one, you have directors like Joss Whedon. He doesn't have to say anything. He can look at his film. Yeah, you can look at Buffy. You can look at all of it. So he knows better. He knows better to say anything empowering, because he knows that's the trap. He's like, look, I don't even have to say it. These girls eat it up anyway. They love Buffy.
if you say that shit, you're already setting yourself up for like, setting people up to go see it. This is like, I'm waiting for the most empowering thing she does in this movie. And as soon as she does something sexy, it's going to be like, oh, here it goes.
Yep.
Look at Megan Fox. She continues to ride that train.
You don't see black people saying Donnie Glover is empowering black people by being on Spider-Man for 5 seconds.
You mean Donnie Glover?
I thought that nigga was empowering black people for any moment.
Yeah.
I never.
Is he on some nerdy little show called Community? He's empowering Negroes now? Okay. Where the fuck was he at when three niggas got shot? Damn. He's empowering niggas now. I love how all the hipsters are turning out to me. Dude, you gotta. You say you're not a fan of hip hop, you gotta listen to Childish Gambino, bro. Like, no, that's okay. I don't need to listen to him.
I always been a fan of him before he got big, you know, on the internet. We made little shows and comedy shows. I didn't think about all the, you know, the hip hops that he did, and but now everybody love him and all this hip hop stuff that he does. I'm like, all
Nintendo
right.
fanboys. Nintendo, there's mainly been the Nintendo fanboys that I know love Nintendo's been the one. You gotta listen to Childish Gambino. I'm just like, I'm gonna take advice from you.
Seriously.
No, thanks. I'll pass. I can just listen to Lupe Fiasco if I want to listen to a wannabe. Anyway.
All right. I guess time to move on to the next topic. This one comes from the dailymail.co.uk. This is about Japanese porn stars bearing their assets for boob aid.
Mm.
They invite members of the public for a hands-on experience.
Mm.
So, where do I sign up?
Story goes on to say, 9 Japanese porn stars will have their breasts broadcast live on television while inviting random fans across Tokyo to participate in the hands-on experience. Loosely transcribed as boob aid, the well-known adult movie stars will bare their breasts for charity while the public line up over a 24-hour period on Saturdays. I guess it just happened in the past. The adult actresses told local media on Monday that they could barely contain their excitement about the Stop AIDS campaign event, which will be televised live, but asked perhaps somewhat optimistically for the fans to be delicate. One of the actresses...
I love...
I was going to say, one of the actresses, Serena...
I love charity.
Of course. Especially in this case.
Yeah, that's why I love it. I'm all for charity. These women have to get to this point to get some awareness out there for this charity, then by all means, all of you women out there, all the spoiling bastard females out there, take your tops off and let them rise.
They are ahead.
Rise, breast.
These women are ahead of the curve, I tell you.
CJ's the one that made this organization. He's a sexist.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I wish the Japanese didn't do it, though. I always feel bad whenever I see Japanese women get naked anywhere. Cause, have you ever seen the Japanese porn?
Come on now. Of course I have.
they never seem like they enjoy it at all. Like, I have never seen one where it seemed like they enjoy it.
There's a scene like that in The Raid, too, where she was fucking that guy with a dildo and shit and a strap on or whatever. And he's right. Like, where the fuck you find these guys at? I can't take it.
I remember that.
I'm glad for the tatas. We need to pull out the tatas more. The tatas will just start a new movement, you know, especially for breast cancer. Feel a lump, have a bump.
Feel a lump, have a bump.
Mm-hmm. I mean, breasts change the world. Breasts are the most beautiful things. In the world. I love
titty. You could titty fuck with them. That's right.
That is true.
That's why women are far superior than men, because they're breasts, man. At least to me.
Remember that episode of South Park when Wendy got breast implants?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And how the doctor was telling her, why would you want to reduce them? And then when that hot chick came in with the big tits or whatever, and he was just all paying attention to her and stuff, and then when the ugly one came in with no tits, he was just like, yeah, whatever, get out of here. That's a true statement right there, people.
Oh, man.
The bigger your tits is, the more attention the men will pay to you. That's a real fact.
You can control this, too. You can really, I'm surprised, some of these girls need to know they can control us. If they got some nice judges just looking at us, our brains will get
that.
Turned off.
Oh, they know that. That's why they opened up a place called Hooters.
Exactly.
Because that fucking, them power, them titties going to get that tip. Even for that nasty ass food, you're going to get that tip.
I know, right? Food is pretty disgusting. The wings are all drenched in, like, oil and everything. I'm like, Lord. Where's my heart medication?
Only thing good about that place is titties and legs.
Yeah. Nobody goes there to eat. What the hell?
Yeah. And don't go to one of those bootleg Hooters. Because I went to a bootleg Hooters. And I swear to God, it was called Chicks or something like that.
Are you serious?
And you did not want to go there. It was kind of like the episode of South Park. Again, like raisins or whatever. Like all these girls.
Little raisins. The girls are shaking their ass up and down. Just
I'm just like, how are that? Are you 16? Okay, I need to get out of here.
This looks like the Catch a Predator. Here in Torrance, the city of Torrance, a little close by me or whatever. right between the mall they have there and the Delamo Mall, there's a coffee shop slash tea shop where girls serve there topless. Well, they have a bra on, but no shirt on.
Really?
Yeah.
Serving coffee?
I've been there about it. Yeah, they serve coffee and tea.
That's horrible. You should protect those contacts. You know.
Now, I only know that because I've been there about 4 or 5 times, but I don't drink coffee nor tea, so... I guess I'm just there for the vitamin water, I guess. I don't know, and the crumb cake that comes with it, I guess.
They're like, thank God somebody doesn't want coffee or tea. I'm tired of spilling this on my breath.
Oh, no. You think that's bad? You should see what I... Miss, I dropped my cap. Because they have like some kind of they have like a tropical theme going on in that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're wearing like the flower ropes that they wear like in Hawaii around your neck and shit. I forgot what they call it and shit like that. And stuff. So they're wearing all that kind of shit. So yeah, that's the best place to get coffee in LA, in LA County, if you really want to get some coffee or tea or something. Fuck a Starbucks.
I will keep that
in mind. Like that nigga in that Everest commercial. Fuck a Starbucks, nigga. I'm going to this place, nigga. Mm-hmm. Nigga.
Not bad.
Starbucks.
Not bad.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, sex sells. I don't care what you say. Sex sells, motherfucker.
We know that. Come on, that's automatic.
Especially you get my horny ass up in there, nigga. I'll empty the account in that. Shit. It ain't a reason why, I've never been to a strip club, and it's not a reason just because I don't want to go there. It's a reason that I know I'll be broke if I walk out that motherfucker. So it's best I stay away from that motherfucker, because Cody be like, well, you ready to go P1? He'll see me over there just making a rain on bitch like, yeah, debit card, credit card. Slide it, bitch. Slide it.
The movie, spoiler account.
Yeah, the spoiler account, DJ check, Cody. Just take it, bitch. Hey. Walking out of there and be like, did you fuck P1? Nope. technically, I did get fucked. My account is zero right now.
Let's say it.
Miss P1, but she better get signed a prenup.
Hey, why do you think I keep a separate account? Anyway.
What's next?
I've dated. I want to say this was before 2012. I think might have been before that or whatever. I went on a date. I had this friend who was like a traveling, I guess a traveling stripper. She used to perform at all the big strip clubs and all the fucking cities, major cities like Vegas, Atlantic City, New York, and L.A., of course, and Miami and shit like that. And she was telling me, you wouldn't be surprised how much people spend on some of the weird shit that guys ask for. And it's sometimes not even sex.
There are some crazy stories.
Sometimes it's feces.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit.
A lot of these are the really rich guys, too. Like, really rich guys. Stuff.
It's usually lawyers.
Yeah. Lawyers and Wall Street bankers.
She was telling me that this guy offered to pay her $8,000 to piss in a jar and make him drink it.
Oh,
fuck.
Wow.
I told her, I said, I can go in the bathroom right now and piss in about 3 jars for you right now. That's what.
No, give me $4,000. I'm not going to drink.
This is where I'm going to get sexist now, because how come we can't do that?
Seriously.
You feel me, Cody, CJ? Yeah. We would never have to work a day in our life if we could piss in a jar and say, drink this bitch for $8,000.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
Shit, man.
Don't worry about a goddamn thing.
I'd have to worry about a god. I never want to hear a woman complain about, and I hate to even say this, but I never want to hear a woman complain about she can't pay her fucking rent. Okay? You need to get on that pole and work that landlord.
I
because,
wish I could.
Damn, if she was telling me some crazy. I mean, I was hearing. She was like, I was just fascinated with the shit. I was just like, at first I didn't want to hear more, but I was just like, tell me more, please. I was like, I know. She was talking about sometimes it included, like, she knew one girl that worked there that one guy would pay her $12,000 if she took a shit on him or something.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I am not bullshitting either, because I was like, man, I could fill up bags for it if that's what you need. I can give you a different color.
Okay.
Thank you, Cody, for this story.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to take this turn.
I'm saying, man, if women can make that much off, I would have a piss jar cantina for motherfuckers when they come to the club, just be like, which one you want?
Okay then. Moving on.
What was that topic about anyway?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Japanese porn stars. Boobay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Japanese porn stars are horrible because they're all ugly.
Damn.
Well, not that. They just don't, like, I'm telling you, they never seem like they enjoy the scenes. Even when they're faking it, you know. Yep. They always sound like they're being, like, tortured or something. I've never heard of Japanese porn.
They're doing it for money. Well, let's be real. They're doing it for money. The men doing it for the fucking, but...
But she doesn't. It's the way it is everywhere, isn't it?
I've seen some weird ones, man.
I've seen some weird porn too. I saw the whole Avengers porn.
Oh,
you saw the entire thing?
I saw the entire thing. It was horrible.
I did.
But it was worth the boner.
Worth the boner.
Horrible, but worth the boner. That's all I gotta say.
What was your secret? It was always horny.
Secret is, I'll tell you guys off air. That's the secret.
There you go. Next story.
Alrighty. Alright, here we go. The next the weekly video, if you will.
Y'all gonna wish I didn't come on this show this week.
I already don't wish. The damn tripping stories you just told us. Goddamn.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, God. No pun intended. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, which one of you lovely gents want to load that video up for us?
I'm trying to get it right now.
Mine. This, of course, this is just from overseas.
Oh, it's always overseas.
Yeah. Because I don't think they quite get racism over there. In general, but I don't know.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah. or that.
Shit, I don't think America gets racist.
Judging by this video, they do not give a fuck. Granted, it's over 20 years old, but still.
20 years old, man. They still beat niggas' asses back then, even America. So shit. This is normal.
Yeah. It doesn't quite go to those depths, but still pretty bad.
What do you think of chicken drinks? Mew, chicken ham and cheeseburger.
Man, I know my burger's right. This is the best chicken ham and cheeseburger I've ever had. You got the barbecue chicken, you got cheese, and please, man.
Okay, I just want to stop right. First of all, who let this black nigga go on the camera? That's what I want to know.
Yo, baby.
Wait till I tell him you can get a chicken ham and cheeseburger plus a small chips for just $2.75.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips? They gotta be crazy! I mean, that's chicken ham and cheeseburger.
That's like the crackhead Dave Chappelle or something.
Say, yeah.
I got the tank!
Dave Chappelle got his start.
Okay, that nigga can't actually talk like that. That if man, can you imagine having a conversation with that nigga? Jesus fucking Christ. I'm like, somebody shut this nigga up, please. You know, if this nigga out-talks me, that's a talkative motherfucker then.
What is he wearing? He look like he got rejected from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's how you know his shit's a doggies, but look at that outfit. My God.
I like the white dude with his eyes closed. He's just like, mm-hmm, tell it, brother. Tell it, my brother. Mm-hmm.
This is Australia.
Man!
They always...
Man, I am trying to tell you, I can get a chicken burger with some fries on the side, man. Damn.
And anyway, that sandwich looked nasty. Well, they always doing these sandwiches with like ham and chicken.
Yeah.
Like, who want to eat it?
Eat that shit.
Yeah, there's ham on that mother. Oh, fuck. First of all, this nigga look like Amistad. First of all. This nigga's looking. This this nigga looking like he getting ready to say, what you done to me? What you done? This nigga looked like, this nigga brought the color purple to fast food.
Oh, man. Good Lord. He did bring, oh my God. Harpo! I'm Harpo, and I like this. It's so good, I will beat my wife.
Yeah, he must say, price is so cheap, you can beat her. Damn.
Oh, man.
Look at this nigga.
The fucking restaurant is called Chicken Treat.
Damn Australians. Damn Australians.
Ain't no better than that fat hoe burger in Texas.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, that's just that black food foolishness.
Is Western Western?
I think it is, actually. When you got niggas coming there talking about, let me get a fat hoe burger with a side of trash on the side. I think it might be. Especially because okay. That's recent, and this is 20 years.
You might be right. They're not getting paid to that either. So you might be right.
Yeah.
I love this white dude. He's just like, come on, nigga. He looked like a ventriloquist, and that black dude is his puppet. He's just like, that's my
he really does look like that. Fucking black
is like, he's like, say what comes from your black little soul or whatever, and I won't beat you tonight. Just say it.
God damn.
He looked like, what's that Negro name from the Catch a Freeman story on the Boondocks or whatever? Man, hop. White man can eat a dick. Eat my balls, nigga. There he is. Get that nigger. Uh-oh. Tobias. Tobias said, we niggas don't knows how to read. So all I got to do is whip Tobias' ass tonight, huh? That's what that nigga look like. That nigga look like Kendrick Freeman from the Uncle Ruckus story. When he was when he was a dog and just running on the ground and shit like that. He was a nigger hunter or something like that. Damn, so it's nice to see what Buckwheat grew up into.
Man, he went so far. So
yeah,
proud
he really
of
did.
What do you think of Chicken Treat's new chicken ham and cheeseburger?
Man, I know my burger.
Okay. First off, fuck the black dude. Just hear how this white dude talk. He got that accent. So what do you think about the new Chicken Treat's chicken sandwich right here with the ham on?
Man, let me tell you about this real quick now.
They got this nigga FOTB, fresh off the fucking boat.
Fresh off the.
What do you think of Chicken Treat's new chicken ham and cheese?
Damn, this nigga got a unibrow. Okay.
Oh shit! I didn't realize that.
Damn, he look like Steven Seagal.
You got a unibrow.
But he doesn't look like he. What was that dude from Mad TV that used to play Steven Seagal? He look like him.
Will Sasso.
He look like a bad parody. Yeah, he looked like a bad parody version of Steven Seagal. He's like, let me tell you what my chicken treat sandwich tastes like. I can beat you up without even moving, you know?
Man, I know my burger's right. This is the best chicken ham and cheeseburger I've...
Damn, you hear this white dude in the background. He's like, right on. That's right.
Yes, you keep talking.
That burger tastes like that. Right on. Just keep talking, nigga. He's about to take a bite of the white dude's about to take a bite of the sandwich, and the nigga just kept talking. He's just like, yep, God, let me just bite this now.
Eat it, boy. Eat that sandwich.
Wait till I tell him he can get a chicken ham and cheeseburger, plus a small tip for just $2.75.
Was that Woody Woodpecker? What was that whistle? Woo! Cheap ass effects and shit.
$2.75, are you out of your mind?
But, Savoy eating
the
mushroom.
What he wanted to say, he's like, you know what he really wanted to say was, I didn't even tell this Negro that not only do you get a bucket of fries with this, whatever, but this nigga's freedom is on the line if he doesn't say this, whatever.
Say it like you want to be free, boy.
The untold story.
Now, where this
Hawaiian
is. The untold
story of Amistad. The untold story of how Uncle Ben got into the rice game.
You can see at the end if you if.
This nigga got a fucking.
If you pause
got,
it at
he,
the end, if you pause it at
the
end,
California,
you can see his soul die.
He got the California Transit shirt on and shit.
I'm telling you, you can look at it. He got a smile at the end, but he looked like his soul is dead, like he died on the inside.
I posed it.
I just want to zoom into his face.
I paused it right on the burger and the fries. I don't see a damn thing of chicken on this damn. All I see is ham and cheese.
So disgusting.
I don't see no fucking meat on there. I don't see no pat. It's just ham and cheese.
I'm telling you, 29 seconds looks like he crying and just saying like, "What if my life came to? They only got to give me $2.75, and they had to spend it on this burger and fries."
He looked like Danny Glover.
Damn, how many black people does he fucking look like?
I know P1 got me.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips? They gotta be crazy!
Small chips only from Chicken Trade.
I got the tank!
Oh, God.
I got the whip, nigga. Now get back in place.
I've got the taste. Oh, my God.
I got the whip. Now get your ass back in place, nigga, before I beat you, okay? Your commercial's done now, nigga. That's what we need you for. We're going to open up a chicken restaurant and let this nigga right here that we bought for $5 or whatever.
Good guy.
To show him that we're this is, I love this white dude in the background. He's just like, preach it, nigga, because you getting beat tonight. Just preach it. Every time I pause, this nigga's eyes just close like, I cannot believe they got me standing next
what
to this nigga.
What did I do? My life had became nothing but a stereotype. Damn, this reminds me of my friend CJ.
Oh. damn, why you gotta go there, man?
Just had to push it to that limit, you know.
Time to go to questions now.
No, that was CJ and Wayne when they did their Dark Yo.
The Dark Yo's.
Yeah. I didn't know you niggas experienced off in chicken too. I am, okay.
Yeah, we did Darkios and we did chicken.
Chicken treat.
No, we call it chicken skins, where you just eat nothing but chicken skins in a bowl of gravy.
Now I'm curious if Wayne did beat you while you was down there.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, did he break your heart?
No, Wayne's still my Saturday. Dimitri, my Sunday. That's all.
Oh, okay. That's how it works out. Whatever. I didn't know you was into black people seeing how you left your baby mama, but okay.
I don't want no black woman.
Apparently, you don't want no black daughter, neither.
Nah, I don't have a daughter. I sure as hell don't have a ghetto-ass named daughter.
That's your daughter, man. I don't know how many times I've showed those photos of people. I still show them today or whatever, and they're like, that's that nigga kid. He needs to claim that.
Oh, man.
Just right now, I was having a dinner meeting. I was telling somebody about the show or whatever, and I was showing them these pictures. I was like, this nigga, he's just denying this kid or whatever and shit like that. I was like, look at it. This old-ass white dude started laughing.
I pray that, like, one day that girl gets all fed up with her real family, and then she stumbles upon this podcast, and she believes the lie, too. And then she comes out to my house and everything and finds me to tell me, like, hey, you know you're my dad. And then I look
at
her.
Wait, you praying for this?
I'm praying that she gets her hopes crushed and her dreams crushed because she'd have wanted to run away from home.
Damn, but,
and she would have really believed that I'm her kid, her from your father.
Fucking scumbag, dude. God damn.
Yeah, I'm just really saying. Are, man. You literally want to break that girl's heart.
Yes. I'm a motherfucking barrel.
But if I break the heart, though,
me.
I can blame
girls
you for
grow
it.
Up without their father.
Seriously, CJ.
Especially in your redneck ass state.
I will blame you and Cody. And let y'all.
You know what it is, Cody?
What's that?
In his state, they believe in fucking their daughters, not keeping them as a daughter. Hey, let me tell you something here, nigger. Only one fucking that little girl is going to be me. That's my daughter. That's right. I'm going to be fucking her. You ain't going to be touching her, nigger.
Hey, see, that's where CJ draws the line.
See, that's
why I had to leave.
He was just like, I can't be fucking my daughter now. I know that's one of the laws out in this state, but, you know.
I mean, I was going to leave her anyway, but now since you say this, yeah. I definitely gotta...
How can I not fuck you? I have to leave you.
Matter of fact, and they have to sign, you know how you have to sign the papers and saying that you're the father and stuff like that? They have to sign papers that you're going to fuck this daughter once she gets old enough for her vagina grows and shit like that.
God
that's,
damn.
That's how back they are.
You know, I can see P1 doing a big ass elaborate. What's that movie?
That up?
Oh boy.
I can totally see that too.
Yeah.
Just captured me and put me in some kind of prison.
Yeah, you fucked me over. Yeah, I would. You know what I'll be playing in that prison all day, too? Last Airbender.
I really have to go out with a hammer.
I have four screens on. One playing Expendables 3, Last Airbender,
no.
Dragon Ball Z movie, and Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, yeah. I just feel like, what did I do? What did I do?
Then even when you go to bed, like lay down or whatever, TV's going to pop out of the ceiling that plays Human Centipede over and over.
Oh, man, we got to make this happen. I got to see this.
Oh. I love the darkness.
I know you love the darkness. You're going to love it once we find out that's your baby. Would you be shocked if I told you I've been in contact with that girl? I may or may have added her on Facebook and been chatting it with her a little bit.
Oh boy, this has got 100 times more interesting.
Oh God, I tell you, I prayed to this girl run away from home one day and just stumbled upon this and then seek me out so I can just break her news on camera. Break the news on camera to have her cry.
Well, let's just say this. That part of her listening to the podcast, that might not be such a blasphemy thing to know about nowadays because, you know, now that we're friends on Facebook, and I might have talked to her about twice now, I do post the darkness up regularly, so I'm just putting that out there. But you never know. I may not be. I could be full of shit, too, so, you know.
All right, well.
It all depends on how you think of P1. Do you think of him as an asshole that would do something like that, or do you think of him as a nice guy? You'd be best to go with your gut on that one and think how that would work.
I think he's a lovely asshole. That's what I think.
A lovely asshole that would like to do anything for fun and laughs, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the comments then. The questions for some fun and laughs.
Well, you just better hope you don't piss me off, so that's all I know.
I can't promise that.
Well, I guess you about to be finding out. You about to be paying child support then.
Come knock out that damn door.
I will. She can come here. I mean, my DNA is 100% clean. It has a clean conscience.
As a clean okay, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah, your dick does it.
TJ, you are an alcoholic. You do realize that, right?
That too, yes.
Anyway, people, we get into questions now. TJ's full of shit. First comment here comes from Wayne.
Oh, man himself.
Yeah, a little long-ass comment here. I don't even know if I should read it because it's long. Oh, yeah. I already see what it's about. Okay, yeah, I know what it's about. It says, wow, it seems like your fanboys have lots to say about me. Allow me to respond. He's about 2 weeks late, but okay. It's amazing how I've come under attack for not wanting to see a movie. Nobody never said you wanted to see the movie. You just haven't seen that out there. Wanted to see a movie that has been hated by, and he puts this in caps, by most of the people out there, fans and critics alike. I have yet to meet these people that hated this movie that were not fanboys, but okay. Says, yet I'm called a fanboy for judging the movie before seeing it. I don't need to be kicked in the balls to know it hurts how to now, do I? Oh my God.
Wayne, stop. Just stop, Wayne.
And he goes on. Tell your fucking fanboys to take your cocks out of their mouths and stop blindly following everything you guys say because I call those fuckers sheep. Oh my God.
Wowzers.
They think P1 showed his anger last week? Trust me, he is a fucking pussycat to the fucking level of rage and pure hatred. I can unless, first of all, you need to learn how to write before you get it. Unless I hate people that piss me off. I don't know what that means. Plus, you're going to tell me you guys and your sheep following fans. Oh my God. Okay. Have never done it by its cover. Everyone has, and anybody that says they haven't doesn't know their brain from their asshole. In short, fuck them all.
Wow.
One, we don't have fans. We have darkness.
Darkness is baby and spoiling bastards.
Spoiling bastards.
Don't call them fans. We call them that. Two, nobody's giving you shit for judging the movie. They're giving you shit because you're going all out on the movie.
Yeah.
You taking things a little too extreme about this movie, and the reason why is why people are giving you shit is because you haven't even seen the movie yet, and you're criticizing from what other people are telling you.
Yeah, I get the whole judging stuff, but I haven't seen it yet, judging book by its cover and all that stuff. But yeah, we do it all the time. Like, let's say that Todd Perry movie comes out, we know it's going to be some bullshit, let's be honest. But we don't go to such extremes to defend our point or say, oh, fuck you for liking this movie. We don't go out so far as to put a fucking disclaimer before the goddamn review calling people assholes.
We don't bombard nobody's podcast.
We don't go to those depths. We don't do that. That's a whole other level that we don't devolve ourselves to.
Another thing is, you say we judge things or whatever. I don't know about you guys, but I necessarily don't give a fuck what comes out. Like, I've said it multiple times. I don't care about reboots, remakes, whatever. I'm not like everybody else that says, I can't stand around. I'm just like, whatever. It's Hollywood or whatever. Mainly when we judge things on here, at least speaking from my point of view, that's for entertainment value from answering a question that someone asks us.
Primarily, yeah.
Yeah. If Cody's going to bring up, what do you think about this? I'm just going to say it's shit or it's good. That's not necessarily me giving a fuck about whether it's good or not, because regardless, I got to see it. So it's not of importance to me. I say what I say for entertainment value to keep a podcast of conversation going.
Right.
In real life, I don't give a fuck.
Wayne, baby, stop. Just stop, Wayne. Just stop, Wayne, baby. It's all right. It's all right. That Mad Max coming. Don't worry. Your Mad Max is coming. Be happy. Leave everything else alone.
Plus, you like Expendables, so I don't know if you can really criticize Turtles and then you go off putting Expendables 2 in your best of them. Just throwing that out there.
I know, and people, if you guys ever heard too on The Darkness, which you probably did, because y'all great Darkness movie spoiling bastards,
mm-hmm.
P1 and Cody did their best of summer podcast, so that just
That's
came
right.
out.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That was a pretty good podcast. Yeah, we got a lot of hits on that so far. A lot of people loving it. A lot of people loving that water challenge video we did.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. Because we made asses of ourselves, and that water was colder than we thought.
That frog leap that you did, man, I'm telling you.
You're the first person to talk about the frog leap. Most people would say, what the fuck was that thumbs up at the end?
No. It was just, I'm looking at it, I was just like, God damn, he hopped off that chair. You the tallest I am when you hopped off the chair. I'm like, good lord.
Oh, CJ, you ain't that tall. What are you talking about? Anyway.
Okay.
As far as calling our fans sheep, I don't need to defend Spoiling Bastards or the Dark EOs here. I'm sure they can defend themselves here because I'm seeing a lot of replies right now. And I'm not going to go ahead and say, after meeting some of these people, they got just as big a temper as anybody, and I don't know if anybody likes being called a sheep.
Doesn't look that way.
No.
Because the first reply to that one comes from our lovable son of a bitch that gets on my nerves sometimes, is Drew. And all he says is, in all caps, fuck you, Wayne. I'm assuming it just means for that whole comment, not just one segment of that comment. So
right.
Here we go. Did he not think this was going to turn out well by calling people sheep?
I don't know. Sometimes Wayne, just that Wayne.
Another thing is, I don't think people on this show follow us and listen to every word they say. We've gotten shit by multiple times by people on this show. CJ still gets it.
You had a random feminist come out of nowhere just to attack you on something.
Called me a black son of a bitch, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Out of nowhere.
I mean, I've seen her before, but damn, you know, she called me a, what, I don't even remember what the comment was, but so I'm just saying, when nobody follows us and listens to us, they're just coming out and putting the clues together, saying, why are you getting so riled up over a movie you haven't seen yet? And another thing is, it's as silly as this, too. And number three, it's a movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Jesus Christ. Cindy replies to that, that little Latin temper of hers, I can smell it boiling already. She replies to that and says, first of all, don't ever call me no fucking sheep.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
The drama bomb at the drop.
This is a long comment, too, so bear with me, people. She says, first of all, don't ever call me no fucking cheap. Just because you got some fucking dick up your ass or some stupid cartoon. Second of all, we have judged a book by its cover, but no one is getting their fucking feelings over it like you are. In short, fuck you. And then she goes on a question. She says, anyways, guys, great show as always, but been wondering if you guys have been following the 50 Cent versus Floyd Mayweather beef.
I saw the little 50 Cent Instagram post first, which is pretty funny, but I think it was earlier today or last night. Did you guys get a chance to listen to that radio drop that he tried to read? Floyd Mayweather?
My fiance played it on Sunday morning when we woke up. I've been following it like a motherfucker. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
It's pretty hilarious.
You know what? 50 Cent, I hate to say this, this is probably the most entertaining I've ever found him. I think he should have been a YouTube video maker instead of.
I would agree with you, man.
Because the way he pronounced, first of all, I can't believe he's making fun of somebody that can't read, because that nigga can't even pronounce words. Second of all, that video where he was just like, I challenge you, Lloyd, to read a Harry Potter book, nigga. That shit was hilarious. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, and then he made a video come out saying, he was like, we know them words are too big for you in that Harry Potter book, nigga, so we change it to Cat in the Hat. So Mayweather released a video about, not even a video, a photo of a check that says $77 million, and 50 replied and said, nigga, I got money too. he was like, and that check says Golden Boy Productions on that motherfucker. So, which I got to call out 50's ignorance on that, because I would assume your checks say Aftermath Entertainment on them. So I'm just everybody check got something on it that says, regardless of where the fuck it comes from, it still says $77 million on it, which is a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Which I got to say to that right now, if Mayweather really can't read, nigga, and you make $77 million off a fucking fight, nigga, then you need to hire someone. You should be speaking five fucking languages with that money. Now, maybe the brother is dyslexia or whatever. He hasn't came out really saying anything, whatever, but after listening to that reading thing that took this the promo guy 10 seconds to read,
yeah,
maybe the nigga can't read.
Yeah, that's the conclusion I'm jumping to. Damn.
By the way, fiance just sent me a photo or a tweet that Mayweather just put out. Because I'm telling you, me and her have been laughing our asses off. We've been playing them shit and repeating shit. He says enough jokes at 50 Cent. Me and you, 12 rounds, MGM Grand, loser pays $12 million cash. Talk the talk, but walk the walk, kiddo.
Ooh.
Someone commented saying he'll challenge 50 before he fights Pac-Man. This nigga crazy. Somebody wrote, this non-literate ass nigga. DJ wrote that for him. I don't like Mayweather. I think Mayweather's a boring boxer. I'll go ahead and say it. I think he's boring. I think his fights are boring and shit like that. And this comes from a guy that's boxed for a long time too, amateur boxing and shit like that. And I think the guy, to go around and say you're the greatest fighter in the world, that's kind of an insult to motherfuckers that step into a cage and know every form of fighting, because you only know one form. And I'm sure any MMA fighter would knock your ass out. Second of all, I respect Mayweather as a businessman. Anyone that can do what he does, man, more power to him, because that brother brings in some change like a motherfucker. I mean, shit. He makes boxing probably one of the highest paid promotional sports ever watched on TV or something like that. And funny thing is, the most boring thing on TV right now.
Yeah. Fortunately.
But damn, when you see his checks, man, and how much money he brings in the fights and shit like that, you can't help but respect that brother then on that.
Yeah, on that front, yeah, I'll give you that one.
Because, damn, man, that dude is making money with it. Now, I want to know if the nigga can't read, because I know he's doing stuff with the youth and all that, for opening up boxing camp. Like, don't we fucking our youth up now? Come on now, man. Shit.
He's trying to read to the fucking kids. Oh, man.
Man, I know he be teaching them boxing, but it's like, I hope that's all you teaching them, bro.
Yes. You would not qualify for anything else, my friend. I'm sorry.
Because you was stuttering on them words.
A simple-ass sentence, dude.
I ain't gonna lie. It's been funny in these videos. I can give him that. And this is the way he pronounced things, too. I saw the one he did where he was just like, why is this nigga calling me out? Nelly fucked his bitch. Call that nigga out. Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, man.
But being in Mayweather's position, too, another reason why I don't like him, though, is because he gets pretty hot-headed for something he should know people going to come at him for. Like, all these black people that are rappers or in any kind of entertainment form that come after him, he seems to get an attitude about it real quick, even though that nigga has one of the biggest mouths on him in all of anyone that gets on fucking camera or microphone or whatever. Talks
yeah.
a lot of shit to be getting angry over when people write back to him.
Yeah, very much true.
And his way of saying shutting him up is, meet me in the ring. It's like, like man, come on, man. Not saying that dude wouldn't win against you or anything like that. It's like, you're a professional boxer. This dude's a rapper. Come on now.
Yeah.
You're going to be challenging motherfuckers to fights and shit.
I got my money on the entertainer that can kick ass than the entertainer that raps about kicking ass.
Right.
Play this little video real quick right here.
Nope.
It comes up, but whatever. But yeah, so what do you guys think about this whole Mayweather versus 50 thing? CJ, have you been following, or is that too black for you?
You are. I'm going to go with that. The first response, yes, or the second, what you just said, yes. That's a little bit too dark for my darkness.
Too dark for his darkness. Wow. Too dark for your darkness. Damn, nigga. He is the bougiest ghetto nigga I've ever seen. It's like,
oh my lord.
Whatever is black news, CJ just don't know about it at all, man.
You can throw out another black news. I know about Beyonce and Jay-Z supposed to be getting a divorce, maybe. Right? That black news.
You talking about something like shit about.
That was a rumor, though. That they not getting a divorce.
That's what I said. It was a rumor.
Okay, nigga. But that's not interesting, okay, nigga?
That's what I was going to say. That's the most interesting type of black news. This shit is actually funny and entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know you do a podcast with pop culture and where people going to ask you these questions, right?
I know about Michael Ferg. I kind of know about Ferguson. Okay. Michael Brown.
What do you mean you kind of know? Wait, hold
on. I mean, I don't know what all happened. I just know he got shot. You know,
Cody, CJ baffles the fuck out of me.
I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of stuff that went on.
Yeah, CJ, yeah.
CJ, like what led up to a show called Do the Bear, where you did, I recently listened to that last show you just fucking did. You just announced where we talk about movies, stuff political, stuff that's in the news, pop culture. I'm just like,
yeah.
How the fuck you not know about this shit then if you gonna talk about it?
You can't bring that up now. Now you ruined up my facade, so thank you, people. All right, let's go back to the next question.
Oh, my God.
The computer said, Floyd said, fuck T.I., fuck Nelly. What did he say fuck me for? Nelly fucked your first baby mama, Melissa, then took your fucking fiance. Say fuck that nigga. ASLELS challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to. Fuck the bucket eyes. I look at the computer. The computer say, Floyd say,
That's just pretty fucking funny. I like how that nigga couldn't even pronounce baby mama, though.
That's awesome.
That nigga can't even pronounce baby mama and got the nerve to call somebody that can't read, though.
rappers, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes that shit was, my boy Jimmy Kimmel came on and said, man, you can go read that.
I got a phone call from my man Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy said if Floyd accepts the challenge, that he'll put it on the actual show so you can read it on the show. We don't want to put pressure on you. We know you can't pronounce those words in that Harry Potter book, so we're going to let you read Cat in the Hat.
I'm not going to lie. The nigga is pretty entertaining when it comes to these little short videos. Never thought I'd be giving that nigga credit, but damn. That's fucking funny.
That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome.
That is awesome, to be honest. CJ, did you find any of that funny?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
What'd he say?
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, if it ain't no anime shit or something like that, that nigga's like, oh, okay. Yet this nigga found 300 Rise of an Empire entertaining. Okay.
Right.
Hey, that one pretty good.
Christ, nigga. It's like he'll accept stupid white shit, but whenever it's like, you know, black people being entertained, like 50 being entertaining for the one time in his life that he's been doing this for the past, what, 12 years now and shit?
Yeah.
Like, I can't resonate with this, black people, I swear.
Look at that shit.
Not that I can't resonate.
You should be able to resonate, because number one, you are very much the very stereotype of a nigga. Oh. If I'm not mistaken, we did a podcast and you was ordering chicken.
What?
We did a Walking Dead show, this nigga picks up the Skype call. This nigga fucking was ordering. He was in a KFC line ordering chicken and shit.
And he has a problem with this shit.
I never said I had a problem.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, nigga. Shut up. Nigga, I'll tell you, Cody, I don't remember what episode it was, but we all was like, hey, how's it going, everybody? And then all you hear is CJ going like, yeah, let me get a two-piece and a mashed potatoes and a biscuit. It's like,
okay.
Ghetto is shit he could ever do, and yet this nigga got a problem with this shit. Okay, it's like. Another thing is, the nigga's always late. He ran away from his baby mama.
No.
I mean, you hitting all the black stereotypes. I mean, you hitting all the black stereotypes, bro, and you got a problem with this. I don't get that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to find that episode for you, Cody, so you can listen to that shit.
Please, I got to hear this.
I like how he ain't saying shit neither. He's just like, well, you know, it's okay if I do it.
You see, my mishap wasn't so bad, you know. It wasn't as foolish as that shit y'all talk about.
He's like, hey, what would you expect, Cody and P1? I'm from the South.
Oh.
I don't know no better. That's all we got down here is KFC.
What else is next in this comment?
See, I, that's why I need to go back to my Dude Bear show where niggas just listen to me instead of talking about me. Oh my God, nigga named the show after him. I can't get over that shit. Anyway, people, next reply to that, next reply to Wayne. Damn, you got more replies, Wayne. Rodrigo. He says, laughing my ass off. Been almost 3 weeks, and you still bitching about a movie you haven't seen. Shaking my head. Setting the record straight, I don't think anyone is following anything. We're just siding with you because you're whining over a movie you still haven't seen yet. Not only that, I don't think anyone on this show even cares anymore about Ninja Turtles, so get over it. You guys are his friends. What the hell is wrong with his... What is his problem?
Couldn't tell you.
I will agree with him on that. I don't even remember Ninja Turtles no more.
I just remember that mountain scene. That's about it.
Even when we did our best and worst of the summer, I don't even remember Ninja Turtles. Shit. Man, that's just, like I said, I see so many movies a week, and man, that shit going to be forgotten by the time this shit comes up.
Shit, CJ, man, you have sex with Wayne. You wouldn't know to answer this question better than any of us would. So
that's why he's not responding back to these, because he's like, well, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, he's being a little bitch right now.
I'm just saying, he is Australian, so that's his problem.
Ain't no fucking ounce. What the fuck?
Yes.
He's Australian. Okay, what?
Okay, CJ, we waiting for...
is that it?
I don't know. He held grudges. I mean... I guess because he's foreign. You know, foreign people hold grudges.
No, they don't.
So they do too.
Germany people love black people now. What are you talking about? Yeah, what are you asking, nigga? Come on.
What about the Koreans?
Hmm? The Koreans hate Asians.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm going to say. He's Australian.
Damn, CJ.
I don't know what's the matter with him. He loves his 80s. He can't change. He won't change, really. Once he like a dog with a pit bull with a small child in his mouth. He just won't let go.
So I take it you just fucking him. Y'all don't communicate.
That's the best type of relationship, isn't it?
Like that? Jesus.
Damn, I know you the bitch now. Fucking you and leaving you now. Damn.
Fuck you.
Look, he can't even say that, black Cody. Bougie ass ghetto nigga here. Like, make up your mind, CJ. Which one you gonna be?
Whichever doesn't give me a shot.
Whatever. Somebody on this site gonna shoot your ass one day because you backing up somebody that called them sheep.
I didn't back up anybody. I'm just saying, please stop. Please stop, my friend.
You don't want to be called your friend. You want to be called your lover. Why are you flip-flopping on that now? You guys saw 300 together. Ain't nothing more pressing than that.
I know, right? We did.
You sound so proud. That's the happiest I've heard you on the show now. I know we did. Hey, you was right. You was right. CJ is gay. Man, guess we ain't hooking him up with nothing. See Cody. let's hook him up with that gay dude. you like black men, CJ?
No.
No? Okay. I'll get you a foreigner then. Foreign white guy. Anyway, Stacy, she says, Stacy, I haven't heard from her in a while. Speaking of big tits, Cody. Stacy. She says, another reply to Wayne as well. Wayne, you can go to hell. Anyways, Cody and P1, you guys definitely need to do more videos together because that ice challenge was awesome. CJ, did you know from the get-go that you would nominate them, and did you think they would do it?
I really did not, because I got nominated like 3 weeks ago, and I totally forgot.
Damn, nigga, you need to pay them $100 then.
Yeah, seriously.
Man, nobody got them.
I like this nigga did his video talking about us for a good cause, and this nigga didn't do it.
Wow, okay.
I don't even know what calls.
Oh, my God.
God.
I'm like, they should call it the Stephen Hawking disease. That's the easiest disease to know.
Lugarian's disease. Oh, my God. This nigga didn't even do research on this one. He just did.
Stephen Hawking.
You just did a video without even doing. Man, fuck, man.
I already explained in the beginning why I did it. So. There
you go. See, damn. I'm here to tell you. Doing this shit because all these little white nerdy girls you be around with telling you to do it ain't gonna get you laid because you still ain't got laid yet. So stop doing shit just because a little nerdy white girl telling you to do it.
Hey, you gotta go through a sea of no's to get that one yes.
Jesus Christ, that girl looked like she was 15 anyway. What the fuck are you doing in a tub with her?
This is the beginning of this podcast, man, but CJ was trying to get that, man, but it didn't work out quite that way.
Of course it didn't work his way. I keep telling this dumbass nigga that shit. They don't like bougie-ass niggas. They hanging around you because you they only black friend, so act black, you dumb nigga. Shit. Stop. Put down that Harry Potter book, nigga, and put up a motherfucker down the MacBook. And then you got my, I'm just going to open the, girlfriend, you laughing. I hear you out there. You hear me talking about this nigga. Yeah, it's damn right I'm talking about this nigga. Shit, he gay. You right. I owe you $20. God damn it. Shit.
Rick, keep your money.
Yeah, shit. Babe, come here. Get your $20. Shit. This nigga is literally
gay. Your money.
He don't listen. He don't know nothing better. Shit. This nigga need to put down the Harry Potter book, stop acting like he white, shit, and start acting like a nigga. That's the only reason these little 15-year-old nerdy girls hang around his ass. Shit. Now I owe her money. Thanks a lot, CJ.
You don't owe her nothing.
Owe her something or whatever and shit. You deadbeat daddy. I understand why. Because you don't want your gay lover to find out. I know you told me, babe. I should have just listened to you. One time, you was right. You was right on that one. Shit.
She still ain't right.
Yeah, if anything, I call him gay every week now because I believe it. You know, once I believe something, this shit's gonna stick with me.
No, you just like Wayne and the fucking turtle.
Hey, my fault you in a tub with 15-year-old little girls throwing bowls on each other and shit. Talking about we gonna FaceTime each other later and shit.
She was 18. I'm gonna put that out there. She was above 18.
No, didn't look like it.
15.
Cody, you was around when my sister was here. My sister looked like the same age as that girl, didn't she?
She actually does.
Yeah, thank you.
Nope.
So put down the Harry Potter book, nigga. Start picking up on Malcolm X books or something like that. They only hang around your black ass, not because you go to Doctor Who events with them, nigga. It's because they actually think you're going to do something black around them. Cody, I think he's missing the point of why white women get with black guys. You're giving us a bad name. You fucking up Billy's game right now, too.
I'm fucking up Billy's game, and I will continue to do what I need to do.
Southern niggas, Cody, I tell you.
Vengeful out they are.
CJ, if you gay, just come out the closet, bro. I mean, shit, we don't discriminate on this show. Well, we do, but we accept you.
Maybe we.
That is true. I will give you that or whatever. I mean, if you got two grown-ass women telling you that, that's obviously something's up. Now you
two
got,
grown women
now you got me joining them.
What are you talking about?
Her cousin said you was, too.
I don't even know her elite cousin that's over here.
That's the best thing about it. Nobody knows you over here, and yet they all think you gay.
Yeah, that cousin jumped in on, too. Damn.
I'm just saying, bro. What grown-ass man that don't like shit will go sit up in a Doctor Who event just because he think he's going to get some ass at the end of the night? And not do it once, but four times, probably. And all I think he can do with Cody is laugh about it.
CJ,
I'm about to say this, but take the dick out your ass, nigga, and grow a set.
Damn.
Tell that bitch next time, I don't want to fucking go to no Doctor Who event. You get down on your knees and blow me.
The fuck?
There you go, CJ. I just set up a perfect way. If she tells you no, say bye then. Damn, shit. You was struggling to get some ass with this. I mean, damn, shit. Hire that nigga a hooker, Cody.
Well,
babe.
Well, thank you. Last comment.
My fiance said, Cody, we need to take him to Western and Slauson.
Western and Slauson.
Shit, we need to take him to Florence. That's where that kid got. Maybe he get some shit, get shot, knock some fucking sense back in his head or something like that. Do I want to drink? No, I'm good, babe. Thank you, though.
Wow, okay.
That nigga getting quiet now because we hitting personal spots now. Shit, whatever. Shit, it's like, you insult me with your hiding of the gayness, whatever. I don't appreciate that. I just wish you'd come out with it, brother. CJ, if you fall a fucking sleep one more fucking time, too, on this goddamn show, I forgot to bring that up. If you ever fall asleep on this fucking show, man, don't call me next week.
Don't call me next week, nigga.
It
does not end.
No, it don't fucking end. Whatever. If you walk away, if you ignore anything, you do anything like that, don't call me the following next week, nigga. Black son of a bitch. Gonna sit up here talking about that's too ghetto for me or whatever, but your black ass can vanish in the middle of a fucking show. You stupid. You son of a bitch, you. And this chaos, she says, we're finally off the Wayne basher now. What are your guys' thoughts on Thug Notes, and should it be on PBS?
PBS.
Yes, it should.
Yes, absolutely.
It should
I would endorse that.
Yes, though. Black Broadcasting System. CJ, like, what's that?
It took the word right out of my mouth.
CJ, I could have sworn she sent you the video as well. No. Didn't register with you because you saw the word thug in it. What thug whooped your ass when you was a kid? That's what I want to know. That's what we're getting down to now. What thug whooped your ass? What did you used to do in your lifespan that you think Negroes is just too foolish for you now?
nothing like that happened. I don't know where you get any of that.
You did grow up in Chicago, Cody.
I did.
Yeah.
Somebody whooped that ass. I want to know.
Nobody whooped that ass.
Shot at it.
That's what it was. I know it wasn't the Max JJ thing because he ain't black, so. Oh, is it because, you know, the black girls didn't give you no play and the black dudes were laughing at you? Is that what it is?
This isn't that one guy that killed people in California incident. So, okay.
It sure feel like that way, except you went the nerdy route and just picked up books and shit like that instead.
Instead of picked up a gun, yeah, I just picked up a book.
You didn't know how to work the gun because you wasn't too black. So.
The fuck?
Nigga picked up a water hose and thought he was doing something with that. So come on, CJ, come out with it, man. This darkness. We air everything out. Who with your ass, bro?
We have nothing to air out.
Obviously, you got something
you're
to air
so
out.
Wrong.
Your whole thing about not liking thugs and gangsters and all that shit, whatever. Growing up in Chicago, I don't see, somebody had to whoop your ass or something like that. Come on, just go ahead.
Nobody whooped my ass.
CJ, I'm telling you, it's okay, bro. It's okay.
If I had a good story, you know I'll tell you. If I tell you the truth.
We don't think any less of you if you told us that, though. We already
don't think any more of me anyway.
We already think less of you.
I understand that.
What the fuck has this turned into?
Turned into CJ's intervention time. Something's wrong with that nigga.
Oh, man.
I'm black ass.
Love these tangents.
Mm-hmm. Daryl, he says, seeing how you guys are into them thick ladies, did you guys check out Nicki Minaj Anaconda video? If not, who's in the thick ladies? Because CJ, last time I heard, he's scared of thick ladies. he's into that
talking about that Spider-Man comic book. Hell yeah.
He into some thick dick. Yeah, I know that. If Anaconda, you mean thick dick, then yes. He says, if not, please check it out on the show and give your thoughts. And he puts in all caps, it is a must watch. I think me and Cody had to talk about Nicki Minaj the other day. Was it on air, Cody, or?
Was it? I don't think we had it. I don't remember. Did we talk about that on Moose Brothers?
I don't even remember why we were talking about her.
Yeah, I forgot. But I did stumble across this video, and a lot of eye candy in that video, I'm not going to lie. But my God, if you can, it's so hard to get past that music. You got to watch that shit on mute, because it is seriously one of the worst fucking songs I've heard this year. It is fucking god-awful.
I just pulled it up right now. I never seen, because I don't listen to Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I see a photo of her, I'm just like, I wouldn't pass it up. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that over two, like when her video, I mean her CD came out and then Spider-Man came out, it was like two different consenting opinions about one was being sexist and one was being empowering. So I'm like,
being empowering.
I'm so confused.
Okay.
Because they didn't, you know, people hated that, or a lot of nerdy people hated the Spider-Woman with her ass out.
Yeah, that's horrible too.
It was pretty horrible because I'm like, why is her ass spreading like that?
No fucking reason for cover drawn like that.
Like somebody left a dildo in there. I'm like, God damn.
Maybe Nicki Minaj. A lot of young girls look up to her too and watching this.
But you know what? They said that was okay. That was,
I'm not going to lie.
She took off all her Barbie makeup.
No. I'm not going to lie. I just got her video up on YouTube. You know what I do? Little recommendation things or whatever. I'm looking at all these videos. She got one with Cass here and they sweating right now. And I'm just like, damn, I'm getting a boner looking at these photos and shit. I mean, then they got to see one. She got this ugly ass makeup on, but her tits are all up in the sand. And shit. I'm just like, man, fuck, dude. I'm like, she's the weirdest bitch ever, but the bitch I would not say no to or whatever. I'm going to go, you know what, Daryl? I'll play this video because I was looking at these photos. It has my interest now. And after Cody said it, I definitely have an interest in it now because I like looking at ass.
Keep that shit on mute, please.
That bad, huh?
It's bad. I mean,
I've never even listened to a song of hers, to be honest. Oh, my God. They Amazon. Oh.
You could try to get through it with at least a minute of audio, I guess, but it's rough, man.
My Anaconda don't. My Jesus Christ. Don't want none unless you got
A minute, nigga. How about a second? God damn.
God damn.
Damn, I see why you said play it on Paul. Cause her, you want to change it, but her body is so. It's tantalized. I ain't gonna lie. She crawling in this woods and shit. Oh my God, there's more women in here. CJ, I'm sorry, you gotta be watching this, bro. This is this. Oh my God. Ass is shaking.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Oh my God.
My God.
Oh, they're in chairs now.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, she's in bikini now. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta watch this in a jerk off session or something. I can't watch this on air because I'm drooling and shit. Holy shit, Daryl.
Yeah.
I'm sweating and shit now. Jesus Christ. That girl's body, fake or not, man.
Man.
Nice work done on her, though. Damn, I really am sweating. I just Cody, you say you gotta pause it, man. I ain't gonna lie, I tuned out all that music, bro. I didn't hear a damn thing.
Yeah, I wish I had that, but I can't tune it out, man. I just gotta turn that volume button all the way fucked down.
I'm telling you, listeners, if you haven't seen this video, it's easy for me to tune out because this is ass constantly pointing towards the camera. Shit. Cody, am I lying, though?
No, you're not lying. Not at all.
Point. I mean, everybody's seen it. First, it's just her in a chair, shaking, twerking her ass and shit. The next scene, she's in the gym, just lifting up little ass dumbbells with a bikini on, shaking her ass. And it's just like, oh. Oh, my God. Oh, I told you, sex sells, man.
Yeah, it does.
Shit, I might be watching that video 20 times over now. Jesus Christ, dude. CJ, why are you so damn quiet, bro?
Not much. Was here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm about to steal a line. Futurama. What are you, gay? Jesus Christ, man. Come on. All this. I forgot. CJ's not a fan of ass. That's what it is. She's got tits on her, too.
Yeah, I find her attractive. She's pretty cool.
I don't even know what that means coming from him, Cody. Can you translate this for please?
I'm not so sure how to get that across, man. Good luck.
Okay. All right, man. CJ, you ain't helping that point of what we just talked about 5 minutes ago.
I don't know. I like digging holes. So it's all good.
What?
What did he just say?
What? She like digging holes. What? I am so confused right now.
He's not answering this because that nigga don't want
to answer. He's about digging holes and shit. What the fuck am I going to do with Nicki Minaj video?
You know what it is, Cody? Either he's a pedophile or he's gay. That's all I can say. Because think about it. Sucker Punch, how old did them girls look like?
Oh, yeah. They were at least in their
mid- Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right, I'm stopping now.
Nah. Oh, God. You put it out there, bro. They look like they were teenagers.
You put it out there.
And did he not say one time when we asked him Miley Cyrus or J-Lo, that nigga had to stop and think about it?
Yeah, oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, now you trying to throw me under the bus. I don't find a J-Lo attractive.
CJ, that happened. That did happen.
Because I didn't find J-Lo.
Oh my, okay, Miley Cyrus, okay, God. Oh my, that's not even something you have to even think about. So, we got the Miley Cyrus, you like the girls in Sucker Punch, who obviously look under age. You're taking a bath with a 15-year-old. CJ, this ain't 15 looking good for all. You, bro.
Oh, oh
man. Man, I'm sending.
Yes, you're right. You're right on everything.
I'm sending this.
Gay.
Everything. Yeah. One, real quick. be like, Ohio, y'all need to watch.
Oh my God, we got another question.
Nigga is out here. Steve said, because CJ's obviously his gayness just came out, or his pedophilia. He says, what did you guys think of the Emmys and how True Detective only took home one award? If I'm not mistaken, right? They took.
I don't remember. I didn't watch Emmy, so.
I was waiting to listen to you and Cody show. Hopefully, y'all will listen to it.
Nigga, you the one that does the TV shows on here. Jesus Christ. You hear this shit, Cody? Cody, who's on them fucking show? Me, him, Wayne, and Sammy. This nigga talking about. Right. Wait, you and Cody to do that show. What?
No, but that's his question. Does anybody know what award it took? Because I don't recall.
He was a director.
Okay.
Their showrunner. Shit. He got it.
Okay. Cool.
I know. Breaking. Actually, you know what? Orange is the New Black didn't take home anything. I remember.
Okay.
That, which I was not shocked by. I forgot which one took comedy. Oh, you know what? It was Modern Family that beat Orange is the New Black in comedy. And Breaking Bad obviously took all the major ones.
Right. That much I heard about, yeah, all the Breaking Bad stuff.
I think they took drama, male leading actor, and Aaron Paul got supporting actor. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. Basically, it was just like a repeat from all the fucking years. I mean, Breaking Bad and Modern Family.
Yeah.
Right. And, they won again.
Yeah. I can't hate on it, man, because Breaking Bad, it truly is one of the greatest shows of all time, so I can't spit venom on it, so.
Oh, no, Breaking Bad is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a Big Bang Theory. I don't know why.
Oh, that wins something? Big Bang. Yeah, that did win something, too.
Oh, shit.
It always wins.
Does it always win?
It always wins, man.
Shit.
It's been winning for, the past, I don't know, however long that show been on air. It probably didn't win like one or 2 years out of like 8.
I gotta say, as far as that, I think Matthew McConaughey deserved it more than Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So I would take that away from it. I mean, you can get Breaking Bad best drama if you want to do that, but I think the acting is better in True Detective than Breaking Bad. I would say I like Aaron Paul a lot too. I would even say that could have went to, well, Woody Harrelson is actually a male leading role as well, so they would have been going up against each other. But yeah, I would have gave that to Matthew McConaughey because his transformation and that one season,
yeah,
was fucking phenomenal. So I would have went for that. That True Detective should have grabbed that. So and then Breaking Back of that best because fucking they wanted every goddamn. It ain't gonna hurt Brian.
Yeah. Nah, he ain't gonna be sweating that shit.
Yeah, so I'm on a True Detective high. Where I've even said I think True Detective has the potential of being better than Breaking Bad. So,
yeah, it does. That's the one show.
Yeah. So, or maybe even Big Bang Theory if I actually watched it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. No.
That's splitting some hairs now. Yeah, I don't know. I've never watched the episode of Big Bang. I hear bad shit about it, but I'm just like, Have you guys ever watched it?
Nope.
Yeah, I watched one episode on just to see what the fuss was about. And it's something that, like, your not even your parents, but your parents' parents will watch it just to try to understand what nerdy people are.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've heard it been called the blackface of nerds and stuff.
The blackface of nerds? Okay. That sounds horrible.
It's pretty horrible.
Yeah, but there was a lot of shows. I think even Sherlock took American. Yeah, Sherlock, American Horror Story. How is American Horror Story able to get nominated, but Walking Dead isn't? I don't get that.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen American Horror Story. As far as what I hear, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we know, come on, like Walking Dead.
I hear it had ups and downs. I hear season 2 was horrible of American
Horror Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Walking Dead, I don't know. I don't know how. I mean, I guess compared to other stuff they nominate, they might as well nominate Walking Dead.
Yeah, it got fucking Big Bang Theory up there. I mean,
because their whole thing at the beginning was, oh, we, you know, that's a sci-fi show and shit like that. You know, that show is all about zombies and stuff. I'm just like, well, how the fuck did American Horror Story get nominated? Cause all the shit y'all got going on in that show. I don't even think that show is that good either, personally.
What show?
American Horror Story.
I don't think so. I don't know. I had to watch, but I don't think so either. Because it's like, it's a lot of horror nuts like it.
Yeah, I think it's a concept of a Twilight Zone thing for this era or something like that. I think it's a cool concept, but not every episode is a hit. I can tell you that right now. But yeah, it looked like, I'm looking at it right now, it looked like Breaking Bad took home a lot and stuff. I don't even know what the fuck Veep is.
Veep is awesome.
Or The Good Wife. Apparently that won Outstanding Lead Actress Comedy Series.
Ooh, Veep?
Yeah.
Damn straight, it should have won. Man, that show is it has the chick from Elaine from Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. And she's just the vice president fucking up a lot. And that show is hilarious.
Outstanding lead actor went to Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. That's some bullshit.
Reading a lot of controversy here. A lot of fans yelling that Orange is the New Black didn't win in the lead actress comedy. Would you, DJ? You saw Orange is the New Black, right? Would you say Veep is better?
Oh, Veep is far superior.
Oh, okay. What is that? Come on, what is that? HBO?
Well, Veep, yeah, it's HBO. Come on, right after Game of Thrones.
Okay. Obviously, Martin Family took home Outstanding Comedy. They always do. That ain't nothing new.
Gosh.
I got Good Wife. That one, Outstanding Lead Role, Continued Performance in Dramatic Series. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Mom took home Supporting Actress. I don't even know what the fuck that is. You know, I'm like, what the fuck are all these shows, whatever. Ty Burrell took home Outstanding Supporting Actor, which I think he deserves because he really is my favorite character of that whole show. Lead actress in a miniseries or a movie went to Jessica Lange, American Horror Story. Benedict Cumberbatch won for Outstanding Lead Actor in Miniseries for Sherlock. True Detective, Outstanding Directing Drama Series went to Cary Fukunaga. Colbert, he won for Outstanding Variety. Jerry Bruckheimer won for Outstanding Reality Competition. Outstanding Writing in a Comedy Series went to Louis C.K. Kathy Bates, American Horror Story, Sherlock. Fargo, Outstanding Miniseries. Brad Pitt, Outstanding Made for Television Movie in The Normal Heart. Sarah Silverman, Outstanding Writing for a Variety Special. Fargo, and more Breaking Bad. Yeah. Man, that's funny because a lot of people were saying that Orange is the New Black was up for like 5 awards or whatever, and it was a shoe-in to take in. I was just reading about that earlier today.
Did the one black chick, Crazy Eyes, didn't she win an award or something?
No.
No, she didn't?
Nobody from there won an award.
Wow.
I didn't like second season 2, the ending of season 2 that much.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
One was good, you know. Season one was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one a lot. Season two, when it got to that furlough episode, that's when I got tired of that shit. The whole season of there, because the characters got wishy washy for me or whatever and shit. You got Jason and his Piper, them two, like, were they fucking broken up or not? They kept going back and forth. To me, it was white people's problems. I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kept going back. It's like,
somebody had to say it. Especially in season one.
And one of my favorite characters of the show, Poussey. One minute they broke up, not friends with this fat bitch over here, Tasty or whatever. Next minute they talking again. I'm just like, damn, shit. Did I miss something? I know I'm on I know I'm binge watching this shit. I don't remember missing this shit. Like their relationship between characters, it was funky how they kept portraying it and shit. Felt like nothing ever got solved between anything. It was just whining and shit. Piper is a horrible lead actress too, by the way.
She is.
Fucking boring, bitch.
Trying to do all that hipster shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was the last question I had there, people, about the 2014 Emmy Award or 2014. Yeah, we knew these people was going to win these awards.
Well, I guess we answered all the questions from the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Even though
we made it.
Yes, we did. So, well, I thank you all you people out there for listening to The Darkness again here with your host, Chicago John.
They probably would listen more if you would stay awake on most episodes. I'm the phenomenal one.
Okay.
And we will catch you people next week on another edition of The Darkness if I tend to show up this time for CJ's assholiness. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Peace out.
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Everyone!
When the darkness comes.